On the line with us this morning, Santa Rosa's Assistant Fire Marshal, Paul Lowenthal. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Well, by now, a lot of folks have had a chance to actually read and go over the CAL FIRE report on the Tubbs Fire. Were you surprised by the finding that PG&E was not responsible?
I think we were just all happy that the report came out and allowed people, in many cases, some closure. But it was also something that was waited for, obviously, for several months. But with an investigation of that nature, we expected it would take quite some time to go through the facts, the evidence, and the testing that was obviously needed to bring it to a conclusion.
Now, Paul, you interact consistently with many different fire agencies, and of course you were all over the place the night the fires broke out. And beyond CAL FIRE needing to be thorough, why did it take so long for this report?
You look at investigations that we do here locally. Within our department, we have fire investigators that are also fire inspectors. And some of our cases that are absolutely dwarfed by the Tubbs Fire can take months in some cases to, you know, review the evidence, conduct the interviews. So you look at an incident of this nature that was as large as it was, that affected the number of people with the fatalities. It was not surprising to me that even with a team the size of investigators that they had, that it was going to take that long to make sure that they poured through all the information and had their information lined out to the best of their abilities and well documented.
And why is so much of the report redacted, Paul?
Similar to how what happens when we release some of our reports, there's certain rules that apply, whether it's a medical report, whether it's an investigative report, where it takes out a lot of the key locations and names of certain parties. So that's not uncommon at all. In this particular case, obviously, there's been a lot of media coverage, so a lot of people are aware of who certain parties are and where certain addresses are.
Yeah.
But regardless, CAL FIRE still sticks to their policies and procedures just like we would. There's certain times where we've had investigations or reports that have been released that the media is very aware of specific locations. But even so, we would still pull a lot of the information out that's specific to what we would need to remove from the report to make it publicly available.
And I'm curious, Paul, as to sort of as the fire grew, et cetera, why that part is not taken into account by CAL FIRE. For example, we've got the point of origin, which CAL FIRE says was on private property. Why doesn't how and why the fire spread become a part of this report?
It does to a certain extent. You'll see in the report, just like we would document, there is mention of the weather conditions. So that's exactly what we would do here locally, too, is we would put in our report what the conditions were like that night, what the weather was like, the winds, temperature, things of that nature. But really, it's an origin and cause investigation report. And so just like CAL FIRE, we follow the same guidelines, the National NFPA, National Fire Prevention Protection Association 921, which is a document that's specific to the scientific-based investigation analysis of fire incidents and how to investigate them. So we all follow the same methodology and use the physical evidence in the field that we find to pin back to an origin. And in some cases, you know, many of us have all seen the movie Backdraft, and something as simple as a V pattern that points down to where the origin started. We use those physical, the findings, you know, whether it's the depth of char in the report, there's the talk about the needle freeze and ash and staining. We use the same thing to bring us back to an origin that is where the fire started. And in many cases, you know, somebody here locally could, what we refer to as a hot set, where they could use a match to start a fire, but the match may be completely destroyed in the fire. But we bring it back to a specific origin, and we rule out all the other potential sources of ignition, and we can identify that it was set by an open flame. But we may not know if it was a Bic lighter or a match,
right.
But we could be confident that it was set by an open flame, but the actual match may not be there, right? So, but that's what we do, is we investigate the fires and bring it back to an area that we believe in, and hopefully in some cases we find what actually started it. But in other cases, we don't, because it was destroyed by the fire, but we're confident in where it started.
And so far, further down the line, Paul, when it comes to if there were, you know, vegetation management issues, if there were power company malfunction issues, that's not relevant to the CAL FIRE report because it's solely about the point of origin?
I can't fully speak to that, but I know that if we, similar to some of the incidents that we had here locally that occurred around that same time, you know, our responsibility is to identify the origin and cause. And to determine whether it was intentionally set or accidental. Once we've identified that, yeah, there's a lot of cases here locally where we'll be, you know, our investigators will be, you know, sat down by attorneys representing other affected parties and look at it from that standpoint. But from our responsibility as investigators, it really comes down to determining the origin and cause.
Okay.
And handing that report off to somebody else that would look to see if anything else needs to be investigated further.
All right, very good. And on a much lighter note, Paul is one of the firefighters who lost his own home in the Tubbs Fire. A big housewarming party for you and your rebuilt home over the weekend. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, and it was a good turnout. It was a nice chapter to close, and I'm very eager to continue my daughter and I's lives there at that house where obviously we rebuilt. Good to see you. Good to see a lot of other people that have spent a lot of time with me over the last 16 months with the recovery and the reporting.
Yep. Very, very good, Paul. And thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate it.
You bet. Absolutely.
That is Santa Rosa Fire Marshal, Assistant Fire Marshal Paul Lowenthal, talking about the Tubbs Fire report from CAL FIRE.